Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is today's first headlines. Vice President Yusuf Kalla hopes KPU will work honestly. Whoever the president is, remember the identity of the maritime nation. Now the news in details. Vice President Yusuf Kalla hopes that the Jarwa Election Commission KPU and its personnel across various regions could work honestly, fairly, transparently, and well during the ballot counting process. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, he said on Wednesday that Indonesian government is grateful that the election has run well, transparently and honestly. The government also hopes that KPU could work well, honestly, fairly and transparently. He asked all parties to help supervise the ballot counting process at the respective polling station up to the levels of sub-district, district, municipality, province and finally at the KPU headquarters in Jakarta. Vice President Yusuf Kalla also reminded the public to accept the official results of the election to be announced by the KPU later. Secretary General of the People's Coalition for Fisheries Justice, Susan Herawati Romika, reminded that anyone who will be elected President of the Republic of Indonesia must always remember Indonesia's identity as the maritime nation. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, Susan Herawati emphasized in Jakarta on Wednesday that anyone elected, both in the executive and the legislature, must also ensure the fate of Indonesian fishermen to be a better in the future. Separately, another observer of the maritime and fisheries sector, Muhammad Abdi Suhufan, said that the reach of the Nusantara Sea application, which could help fishermen to go to sea, needs to be expanded so that the fishermen can reach farther corners of the country. According to him, the most important point regarding the spread of the application is to collect data on small-scale fishing vessels. The total fishing fleet currently reaches 96%. The Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, INDEF, assessed the macroeconomic stability to be maintained throughout the 2019 general election. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, INDEF researchers Bima Yudhistira explained to Antara in Jakarta on Wednesday that whoever wins in the 2019 general election, the market players much focus on security stability, and currently, the situation is still fairly conducive. According to him, the condition caused the confidence of market participants to be quite good. One of them is that the trend of the positive GCI rose, even though foreign investors tended to hold net purchases during the general elections. However, this is considered not to last long. Bima Yudhistira also said that foreign investors still believe that Indonesia is still a prospective market, with economic growth averaging 5% amid global economic shocks. Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartanto said that a draft regulation concerning the so-called super deduction tax will be implemented for manufacturing companies that run vocational schools teaching 36 skills. The super deduction tax is a fiscal incentive involving a 200% tax allowance proposed by his ministry for such companies. As quoted by JakartaPost.com on Thursday, Minister Erlangga said that the government has listed 36 competencies in the draft. The government will finalize the regulation along with the Office of the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs. Minister Erlangga also added that there are 16 vocational skills in the general category, such as industrial electronics, installation of electric power utilization, machinery, welding, casting, industrial mechanical maintenance, metal instrumentation, metal fabrication, process control expertise, mechanical control, industrial automations, mechatronics, industrial chemistry, chemical analysis, audio-video repair and maintenance, and heavy equipment maintenance and repair. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Governor of Papua Province, Lucas Nmb, said that the Papua Province plans to open an export route for the 13 million people in 14 Pacific countries for agricultural products such as Wamena coffee. As quoted by JakartaPost.com on Wednesday, he said that he welcomed the central government's initiative to push economic growth in the province's agricultural sector. Papua has to be the gateway to Asian and Pacific countries. Governor Lucas also said that the Pacific countries need economic cooperation with Papua, but the province has not had adequate facilities for direct export, like infrastructure and permit and customs procedures. The participation rate of the 2019 Indonesian general election in South Korea tripled compared to the previous 5 years. Of the approximately 26,000 Indonesian citizens who are registered as voters, as many as 7,085 people, or around 27%, succeeded in casting their voting rights in the election. As reported by Republika Online on Thursday, previously many people doubted the performance of the Seoul Overseas Election Committee because there were many complaints from prospective voters on the agency's official Facebook page. However, the participation rate is still much lower than the election participation in Indonesia, which according to some quick count institution reaches 80%. Chairman of the Seoul Overseas Election Committee, Huda Ulinuha, said that his side had been conducting socialization since a year before the general election and urged Indonesians in South Korea to register as voters. The rupiah opened today's spot trading strong following a smooth voting process on Wednesday. As stated by Tempo.com Wednesday, the rupiah started the day with 0.58% gain to trade for 14,003 rupiah per US dollar. Meanwhile, the US dollar index, which tracks the greenback's movement against other major currencies, inched up by 0.002 bps to 97.011 as per 0807 Jakarta time. Earlier, the US dollar index closed in the green zone with a small climb margin to 97.010. At the end of yesterday's trade, the index closed 0.04% down to 97.009. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
This is RI, Voice of Indonesia. Here is commentary. The title of today's commentary is World Heritage Day. Recommendation of UNESCO to member countries to participate in commemorating International Council on Monuments and Sites or ICOMOS symposium result held in Tunisia on 18 April 1982 has set April 18 to commemorate as a World Heritage Day. The purpose of this international day is to encourage humanity throughout the world, both community groups and individuals, to realize the importance of cultural heritage to their lives, identities, and communities. Because cultural heritage in the form of monuments or sites is vulnerable to damage, efforts are needed to protect and preserve it. Awareness of the diversity of world heritage on Earth, which is in parallel, shows the diversity of the world community. This needs to be improved. It is very important to respect and maintain all cultural heritage well, through national law and international agreements. The world heritage in Indonesia is also the Indonesian national culture. As part of a strategic step in maintaining cultural heritage, the Indonesian government has stipulated its Law No. 5 of 2017 concerning the promotion of culture. The theme of the commemoration of 2019 World Heritage Day is Rural Landscapes. The rural landscapes are defined as land and water areas resulting from human and natural interactions in producing food and other sources. Now, the World Heritage Day commemoration in Indonesia is centered in Bali. Why? Bali, with a Subak irrigation system, is in accordance with the theme Rural Landscapes. Indonesia is a part of the world community that has 8 World Heritage sites. In addition, Indonesia is one of the most ethnically diverse countries in the world. It is natural that Indonesia is very interested in safeguarding the results of the Indonesian nation's thinking, which produces a high culture and is recognized by the international community. With or without the cultural promotion law, the Indonesian people must respect their national heritage. That's commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Today in History, our regular program. Today in History starts from an event on April 18th. Asian African Conference was held in Bandung starting from April 18th up to 25th, 1955, and participated by representatives of 29 Asian and African countries. The main goal of the conference was to form stronghold of third world countries to face two superpower countries, West and East. In the last conference, Bandung Declaration was signed and it contained of agreement to conduct cooperation on economy and culture among the third world countries and to recognize the existence of rights to determine destiny of Asian and African nations. In addition, the conference also issued resolution against colonialism, such as French colonialism on New Guinea. The Asian African Conference also became an introduction of the formation of the Non-Aligned Movement Organization. The next event is that in 1979, Revolution Military Parade took place in Iran. On April 18, 1979, Islamic Armed Force of Republic of Iran staged a massive military parade throughout Iran. The goal of the parade was to convey pledge of allegiance to the highest leader of Islamic Revolution of Iran, Imam Khomeini. The parade was welcomed by people enthusiastically who participated in the parade. Because of the big event, it is annually commemorated as Armed Forces Day. The last event is that in 1980, Zimbabwe gained its independence. On April 18, 1980, Zimbabwe, which was earlier named South Rhodesia, gained its independence. Since 16th century, Portuguese colonized Zimbabwe. Thus, in 1889, Cecil Rhodes Bill English African Trade Company. Since 1923, the government of England officially made South Rhodesia as colonial land. After World War II ended and England got weak, Rhodesia black-skinned people launched an opponent and formed armed groups. Since 1970, armed conflict occurred between the government of England and the indigenous people. In 1978, white-skinned government was ready to back off, and in 1979, the general election was conducted and it was won by black-skinned party. Finally, on April 18, 1980, the independence of Zimbabwe was proclaimed. That was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Terlalu lama diri ini terikat dalam bayanganmu, terlalu lama jiwa ini resah.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia, entitled Garbage Bank, is one of flood and pollution solutions of Citarum River. The Ministry of Environment and Forestry provided assistance in the form of waste management station to six cities or regencies along the Citarum River Basin in West Java Province. Symbolically, the provision of waste management facilities to Bandung Regency, Bandung City, Cimahi City, Subang District, Karawang Regency, and Bekasi Regency was carried out at the Jalakong, Baleendah Sub-District, Bandung Regency on Monday, April 15.
The Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, inaugurated the provision of facilities and infrastructure for recycling center, which was previously became disposal site for Cicabe. Cicabe's recycling center is one of the three waste management places inaugurated by Minister. The inauguration was marked by keystrokes and the signing of an inscription by Mayor of Bandung Odette M. Daniel, Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya, West Java Governor Ridwan Kamil, and Bandung Regent Dadang M. Nasir. In her speech, Minister Siti Nurbaya said that the provision of waste management facilities was one of the efforts of the central government to solve various problems along the basin of Citarum River. The government holds the Citarum Harum program, which is aimed to solve the problem of waste, then providing assistance with management facilities. The pattern of resolving waste problems, which is one of the causes of Citarum sedimentation, can be copied by other regions. Waste management by recycling is considered to be a solution to resolve pollution and sedimentation in the Citarum River, which is always the cause of flooding. Meanwhile, Governor of West Java Ridwan Kamil hopes there is no longer garbage dumped directly into Citarum. Ridwan Kamil said, waste management can be done by forming garbage banks to villages or sub-districts. However, the completion of floods and Citarum sedimentation through waste banks must be supported by the community. The education to people is not only to provide knowledge about the process of sorting waste, but also to provide economic opportunities to the community from the sorting of waste that can be sold to waste banks. Moreover, Ridwan Kamil is also exploring cooperation with Pegadaian or pawn shop to work together so that the garbage can be exchanged to gold. That was my Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kisah terlintas di benakku. Serasa
are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. In today's edition, I will present you to Kasab Cloth of Aceh. The 21st Jakarta International Handicraft Trade Fair, Inacraft 2019, will be held again on April 24-28, 2019 at the Jakarta Convention Center, JCC. Various Indonesian local handicrafts will be exhibited in the exhibition. The North Aceh Regional Craft Council, North Sumatra, will exhibit a number of traditional crafts in Inacraft 2019. The chairperson of North Aceh Regional Craft Council, Jut Ratna Irawati, said that the products from Aceh will be displayed are bags, border caps, embroidery cloth, and a number of Acehnese accessories. Besides that, there will also be displayed kasab cloth from North Aceh, a variety of jewelry such as rencong motifs. Jut Ratna Irawati added that the quality of the small and medium business products has been recognized by the international community since the products have been sold to a number of countries such as Malaysia, Singapore, Brunei Darussalam, and America. Listener, now I invite you to get to know more closely to Kasab Cloth of Aceh. Kasab Cloth is an Acehnese gold or silver embroidery handicraft that is traditionally sewn on velvet cloth. The carving of the cloth consists of many motifs such as various kinds of flora, even decorated with gold beads. Kind of traditional cloth represents a social status of the local community, but as the time goes by, the tradition has been neglected. Yellow symbolizes a king, red symbolizes commander, green symbolizes cleric, and black symbolizes common people. For Aceh people, kasab is not only a decoration and aesthetics. Moreover, kasab is a symbol that implies on religious obedience that has merged with culture. Kasab is generally used in wedding, circumcision, akikah or ritual procession for new baby born, and other traditional rituals. In addition to be applied to the curtains, kasab is also used in other decorations including easel, gate, mat, house ceiling, mattress, fan, and keychain. Currently, kasab is not limited to decoration in traditional rituals, but it has penetrated into souvenirs that offer ethnic taste and style. For the length of time in the manufacturing process, it depending on the type of goods. Likewise with the price, depending on the type of thread, if the making process uses gold thread, the price will be more expensive. Listener, there was Indonesian Wonder for today. See you on our next edition. Bye for now.
Voice of Indonesia. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, the multiculturalism of Jakarta, comprising various ethnicities and culture, attracts many people to conduct business and earn a living in the city. No wonder Jakarta has been the center of business and indicator of development for other regions. Mixture of ethnicities and acculturation also contributes to enhancing the culture and traditions of Jakarta's residents. Therefore, determination to preserving the multiculturalism of Jakarta encourages associations of Indonesian handicraft exporters and producers to make Jakarta the icon of the 21st Jakarta International Handicraft Trade Fair, or INACRAFT 2019. INACRAFT 2019 will take place at Jakarta Convention Center from 24th to 28 April 2019. The Handicraft Trade Fair presents the theme Jakarta Enjoyable multicultural diversities. The multi-ethnicities and acculturation contribute to the abundance and beauty of culture in Jakarta. InnaCraft is aimed at improving the welfare of Indonesian craftsmen and handicraft business people. InnaCraft was firstly carried out in 1999. From time to time, the InnaCraft has always been awaited by craftsmen, handicraft business people, international buyers, and handicraft enthusiasts. The trade fair contributes to developing the export value of Indonesian handicraft. Last year, InnaCraft 2018 was participated in by 1,022 buyers from 47 countries and 135,000 visitors. The retail transaction reached 139.7 billion rupiah. Meanwhile, the trade fair recorded a trade value of 10,620,500 US dollars. This year, InnaCraft 2019 will be participated in by 1,300 stands across Indonesia. It features not only local craft but also Moroccan craft as the country focus of the fair. This year, InnaCraft 2019 will feature not only Indonesian and Moroccan handicraft products but also the hybrid products between Indonesia and Moroccan craftsmen so that acculturation between the two countries can be established. Listeners, that was Miss Lenny about InnaCraft 2019. See you on our next edition.
Bebaskan aku dari semua masa lalu, tenangkan aku, lepaskan dari rasa ragu. Buka matamu, semuanya terlihat, kau pasti bisa melewatinya. Dalam kehidupan semua cerita tak harus berakhir kelabu. Ku hanya ingin membuatmu tersenyum. Semuanya terlihat, kau pasti bisa melewatinya.
Dari sebuah senyuman dapat tawakan harapan, semua impian. Dalam derap langkah kau bawa senyuman harapan, impian dalam kehidupan.
Oh,
semua yang tak berarti lukiskan dengan warnamu.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Music Corner. Today, I will present a hit song to you by Kahitna. Kahitna is a music group from Bandung which was formed on June 24, 1986. The group, led by Yofi Widianto, consists of three vocalists, namely Carlos Saba, Hedi Yunus, and Mario Ginanjar. One characteristic of Kahitna is the arrangement of its music, which is a combination of jazz, pop, fusion, Latin, and ethnic. They often carry the theme of love with romantic lyrics. One of their songs is Cerita Cinta. The song tells about the beginning of love story of a couple lover from they firstly met until decided to love. Listener, let's enjoy the song Cerita Cinta by Kahitna.
Biar cinta
Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia.
Ingin ingin mengganggumu, tapi apa arti merindu selalu? Oh, oh, oh. Walau mentari terbit di utara, hatiku hanya untukmu. Ada hati yang temani dan penuh cinta, tentu saja kan ku balas seisi jiwa. Tiada lagi, tiada lagi yang ganggu kita. Ini kesungguhan.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.